it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
DJ Moore, he played the entire game, Matt, but then immediately after the game was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance, had to stay there overnight. Just from initial, you know, Google search, Twitter search of the injury, some of these online doctors feels like it could be like some kind of testicular injury. I'm not sure what it is, but it's a growing injury, something in that lower half there. And if he's not able to play, I am sure there is a lot of potential excitement surrounding Luther Burden. Burden, Matt, I thought they tried to stick him in mostly into that slot role the first couple of weeks, but it seems like, especially over the last, I want to say 2 or 3 weeks, they've asked him to play outside more often than they play inside.
Yeah. Burden, well, first of all, well wishes to DJ Moore. It sounds like they just said he got some good news, and Ben Johnson was a little optimistic about that, but he spent the night in the freaking hospital for a groin injury. I mean, just hope for the best for DJ for sure. A guy that I've gotten to talk to several times over the years and has been very honest and forthright, if not, you know, maybe candid about his thoughts about, you know, schemes and playing the game and stuff. So shout out to DJ. Hope the best for him. I also think DJ is a potential trade candidate if he gets healthy as well. We've talked about that on the show here before. So definitely just a situation to monitor, which makes the Luther Burden thing all the more interesting. Now, people were... We always talk about the post by rookie bump, you know, for these rookies. They get shout out to Hayden Winks was the first person I heard refer to it as the post by rookie bump. So I want to give some credit here. But we talk about that like, okay, rookies come out of their bye week. Is that when we're really going to see a role change for them, ramp up? It's not magic, right? It doesn't just like rookies go on the bye and then they become great or they become fully unleashed, right? Especially the week 5 bye. You know, this is pretty damn early in the season. And if you watched that Bears game on Monday night, I actually think, like, yes, fantasy Twitter was obsessed with, are they going to get Burden more involved? Are they going to get Loveland more involved? And instead, Ben Johnson said, you know what I'm going to do during the bye? I'm going to figure out my damn run game. Like, how do we get that thing going? Because that was very impressive from a design perspective. The offensive line kicked ass on Monday night. So I don't think he spent too much time thinking about how do I get Luther Burden involved. It's more how do I fix my run game, which is, by the way, probably more important. Now, Burden ran a route on 39.4% of the dropbacks on Monday night, which was, you know, up from some of the first few games of the week, but not really like a true, true promotion to the starting lineup or anything like that. If you're just looking at his route participation over the course of the season, he's been the last three games, 31%, 27%, 39%. So that's kind of where he's been hovering at. He's still behind DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, and Olamide Zaccheaus. Zaccheaus, obviously, didn't have a great game. He was throwing the football 6 times. He had one pretty crucial drop where that they could have really used him to convert that on. So maybe Burden can push him there. But you are kind of right about the usage for Burden. He's not just been a slot-only player. He's been about 65-35 in terms of weeks 4 to 6. So that's the game before and after the bye. Yeah, literally 66-36 in terms of splits outside in. And I think I went back and charted the game after the bye against Washington. He had very small sample of routes. Like I mentioned, it's hard to get like a for sure sample with 24 routes in a game, but still I think enough to work on. I would say that I was actually pretty impressed with Burden's feel for zone coverage, which was something that I think he struggled with as a prospect. I think he struggled with consistently settling in the right spots in zone. But he was a really good athlete against man coverage and had like a almost his route running best expressed itself in man coverage. Didn't have a ton of man reps in this game, but did run a lot against zone. And I would say that it was more impressive than I was maybe expecting. I think you can tell that this staff, which is notoriously details focused, has been on his ass about zone coverage and being in the right spots and
right.
focusing on those little details. And it still feels like maybe he needs to earn some more trust based on the fact that he ran 24 routes to 53 for Olamide Zaccheaus. So maybe this is still a work up, but he had four targets in this game, a quick out route very early on, two screens. And then in between those two screens, he had one big boy over the middle catch, which I really like to see. I thought he caught it confidently, decisively, and turned into a runner after the catch and broke a tackle to gain some more yards after the catch on that play. That was really good to see because that's something that, again, I think they need in this offense. I think Caleb needs to take more of those throws. I think he needs to take more of those throws to Rome Odunze. And then if Luther Burden is going to do those as well, there's a lot of potential here. So I liked what I saw out of Luther Burden. Definitely somebody that, you know, in fantasy, I probably want to stick on the end of my bench and see what happens, especially if DJ misses this upcoming game.
Well, and again, trade rumors are swirling right now. And I think DJ Moore has to be somewhere on that list as well.
Yes,
because I just don't feel like he's been he hasn't said anything, but I don't know, man, like it just doesn't seem like he's fully happy.
Well, he's not involved at all. On the season, he's been targeted on fewer than 16% of his routes. And even like early on, it felt like early on in that game, Caleb Williams was trying to get the ball to him. And obviously he was dealing with injuries throughout, and maybe this groin injury is part of it, but he still ends the game with five targets for 42 yards and a target on fewer than 17% of his routes. So not really even a bump there for anything for DJ Moore. And he had a comment that I thought stood out to me in the offseason where he said that he wasn't sure what to expect in terms of production. Like they're asking him about having a bounce back season because his stats were down last year. His film was way down last year. Reception perception way down. And like, are you going to have that like a statistical bounce? He's like, I'm not really sure because I don't even know if I'm going to be used like the same way. And that has always stood out to me. I think, it's an interesting comment. I kind of like some of the stuff they've done with him in terms of moving him around the formation and, you know, even having him play out of the backfield a little bit. I think that's interesting. But then again, he's just not consistently involved in the offense.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.